This is the Leadership and Insurance Podcast, brought to you by FinPro Search Partners.
Insurance companies are businesses and they need to look for the long term and be sustainable.
We went from zero to one and now it's going from one to 100.
Insurance as a concept, as a kind of service, is brilliant. The execution is what we're looking at now.
I think the companies that are going to succeed are the ones that are going to understand and master the art of intent.
When we talk about innovation, we lean too heavily to think about technology and we don't think about creating a culture of innovation.
I think innovation is essentially continuous improvement of existing processes and platforms and product.
Right? It's got to be easy. It's got to be seamless.
Hello and welcome to the Leadership and Insurance Podcast. It's a really special edition. I'm very excited to do this and it's an absolute pleasure to have Rosie from Lloyd's Lab. Rosie, good morning. No, it's good afternoon where you are. It's good morning where I am. So good afternoon. How are you?
Well, really well, thanks. Yeah, it's coming up to 3:30, so probably kind of cup of tea and biscuit times for me. You're probably having your breakfast.
Yeah, I should be, but I get up with my team. So just for clarity, I've now moved to America. I'm in New York. Rosie's joining us from London and the lab. So we want to dive into that because America becomes very important to our conversation at some point later on. So, but before I do that, I was just trying to stumble through going, oh, what's your current job title? And maybe if anyone doesn't know what you do, but they should do, if you could intro yourself and what you do for the lab.
Absolutely. Thanks, Alex. So I'm Rosie and I oversee the Lloyd's Lab. So the Lloyd's Lab is an innovation hub which serves the Lloyd's market. There are multiple programs that we run, all centered around achieving successful innovation within the Lloyd's marketplace. So it's really broad the remit. We host a lot of networking events and sort of supporting our ecosystem to launching brand new insurance products into the Lloyd's market. So it's a really varied role. Every day is totally different. And it's where insurance really gets exciting.
It is, and insurance is exciting, and we're going to bang the drum for that, and I won't have it said any other way. But no, thank you. You know, I think the Lloyd's Lab's been a fantastic initiative, and you know, can't believe that we're in cohort 12 now, which is incredible, because I think the podcast was founded on very early cohorts, and we shamelessly targeted those for the podcast. And here we are, many, many cohorts later. I'm in the US now. The reason I mentioned that was because America's is one of the themes, and I thought it'd be really good to explain the themes, probably why do you have themes, and then what are the themes for this year, very briefly, because we'll dig in a bit more later.
Absolutely. So, I mean, the themes have definitely gone on an evolution since year dot, as it were, in the Lloyd's Lab kind of evolution. So we started back in 2018, and we had really targeted themes around kind of big trends which were being seen in the marketplace and wider at the time. So things like IoT, climate change, kind of cyber. And actually the feedback from the market was that they really liked the wild cards, the really weird, wonderful and wacky solutions, which no one really thought of before they actually heard them pitch at pitch day. So with that feedback, we then decided to just go really broad. So we now have three themes for each cohort. The first theme being new products. So that is all centered around having a client with an insurance policy at the end. So an MGA cover holder, as we call them in Lloyd's. And, you know, the weird and the wacky really come through and shine through a lot in our pitch days. You know, I think we really see new solutions in areas which perhaps haven't been insured before through this. The other theme that we have as a really wide generic theme is data models and processes. So, I mean, this is our kind of catch-all category. So anything which isn't a brand new insurance product definitely falls within this. And so, you know, data is the kind of life of insurance. So there's a lot of new forms of data, new ways of modeling data, but also just the processes. It's really important that we have slick processes in our marketplace. And these have a really happy home within that theme. And then most latterly, we've added a regional theme for our last three cohorts. And that's just recognizing the fact that we are a global marketplace. We have clients across the globe who are all facing different challenges within their regions. And we want to help bring a piece of the land to them and make it more of a kind of a live experience for our regions.
Brilliant. I've always enjoyed that. I think the regional play is really, really interesting. I had the privilege of being at an event in Qatar last year. And because it was regionally specific, it was a pitch event and some insurtech pitches, but just using insurance in a different way, technology in a different way, but you could see the applications in a broader context. But because it had this kind of regional, not constraint, well, probably was constraint, but the offset thing is that constraint is the kind of key to productivity. It's like where you've kind of got your very specific problems to solve in your insurance market, you come up with more inventive solutions. So love the regional themes. So, Rosie, one of the things that's always struck me, every time I go, the number gets bigger. Every time I go to the kind of pitch event, there's always some obscene number of applications you have. How do you go through the process of narrowing down the applications so we get to the people that are there with you at pitch day?
Really great question. It is a mammoth task, I am not going to lie. So for the last kind of round of applications to cohort 12, we had 250 applications, and we have to score every single one. And we really have to, as a lab team, put eyes on every application and really consider it hard. Ultimately, what we are looking to do in that first screening is ensure that we are moving to the next round, anything which is relevant for the Lloyd's market and focusing on product development. So quite often there will be some applications which won't be focusing on product development. Our program is only about product development, not business development. So that's a kind of like sort of easy example of things which wouldn't get through. But ultimately, the top 40% go to the market. We really want the market to be involved in all of our kind of scoring process and selecting ultimately who gets onto the program. So the market go through the top 40% of the kind of 250 applications, and they are the ones who then decide who come to pitch day. So pitch day is a live event. This cohort 12 pitch day, we had over 1,000 people sign up. It's virtual and you can also join in person. And people are scoring live at the actual event. So those in the audience are telling us what they think of the teams who are pitching on pitch day. So the teams coming to pitch day, 24 teams pitching for 12 spots on our accelerator program. Ultimately, we do take the market scores from pitch day because, again, we really want this to be a program which supports our market's innovation ambitions and sees the market flourish.
I think that's what's so unique about it, that you've got one, probably the broadest, best panel of experts you can ever have to assess these applications. So it's a really big number. I mean, you're still taking 40% of 250. Quick maths, what's that? It's 100. Panic then, it's under pressure. It's still a big number for the market to give feedback on. But that is the magic, and I think it's important, because part of me was, as you were saying that, saying, well, should it be as high as 40? Because as the number of applicants get bigger, have you thought about reducing it? But do you think it's important that even as just serving the market, you're giving them really like 100 new ideas almost into the kind of ecosystem? Is that even part of it prior to the lab itself?
Absolutely. You know, I think as a lab team and Lloyd's, we're looking at three things: product, program, and team. You know, the product's relevant for the Lloyd's market, they've got a program which is focused on product development, and they've got the right team to execute. We don't think about the commercials and the practicality piece of like then taking it to the market. Like, we're here to really kind of find those really interesting, novel, innovative focused companies who might excite the market. The market are then going to be looking at it through their lens about, you know, whether they can actually launch this product, whether this is practical, whether they're going to make some sort of learnings through it, which they can then take back internally. So I think our drivers are slightly different to their drivers. So it's really important to get them involved early on the process, because there's no point having, you know, 24 companies who come to pitch day and the market is just like, how are we going to make this work?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that commercial aspect is, it's something we've talked about on the podcast quite a lot. We've talked about things being good ideas that consumers would want to buy insurance for. Don't know how you make a business case from it as an insurance perspective. And so, you know, we have to be, yeah, insuring people profitably is something we've talked about quite often.
Wanted to bring on to the timelines, and now we're on the fifth anniversary of the program, which is quite stunning, because I think, you know, I've told you this before, before we recorded, but, you know, I started the podcast by going, how do I find InsurTech leaders that I want to speak to? And I think I went through the lab cohort. I can't remember what cohort it was, but I think it was cohort 7. But yeah, from 7 on, there's a lot of people that came through. But I just wanted to sort of understand how the lab has evolved over those 5 years and kind of how different it looks now to what it was before.
I mean, 5 years is massive, and we're so excited to have reached this point. And I think 5 years ago, 5.5, 6 years ago, there were a lot of naysayers about the idea of a lab and the Lloyd's lab. And I think, you know, 5 years on, there aren't any naysayers. I mean, there probably are, but, you know, everyone is behind it. They understand the value of it, and they really see that it's an amazing asset that Lloyd's has. So it has evolved hugely. I think with anything, when it comes to innovation, it's all about experiment. You never know what the end result's going to be, but you've got to take a leap of faith and just go for it. And I think with the lab, obviously, you put in the grunt work, you make a kind of a sort of an assessment, a judgment, and there is a lot of work which goes on behind the scenes. But in essence, it was a big experiment. We didn't know how the market was going to react to it. We didn't know how the InsurTechs were going to react to it. It was all about bringing people together and leveraging what Lloyd's does, which is facilitation. And so with that innovation angle, there was just so many unknowns. Mm. And so I think over the 5 years, what we have seen is the community getting bigger, bolder, and stronger, for sure. So that being the underwriters, the brokers, the claims experts. And then we are a real hub now for InsurTechs and innovation. So at our events, we see anyone who has an interest or is involved in this space come to our events. So, you know, we've got a real community behind us, and really pro us as well, which is fantastic. And they all love singing our praises on our behalf, which for me is just an incredible kind of space to be in and amazing energy to be around. But I think it's just the traction as well. The market are now more willing to get on board with the companies who go through the lab program. I think cohort 8 or 9, we had our first commercial deal done on a demo day, which is the end of our program.
Wow.
You know, and so I think that is a really kind of big demonstrator of, over those kind of first 7 to 8 cohorts, people slowly have really warmed up to it, to an acceleration point where they're ready to go on a commercial deal at demo day. And I think, you know, year one, no one ever thought that would be possible. Insurance has notoriously long procurement cycles, big insurance companies. And so people are ready to react at a quicker pace because they trust the lab. They see value in what comes through it. So I think it's the trust element, it's the respect element, and the want to get involved element, which has changed massively.
Yeah.
The lab program has mostly stayed the same, the accelerator program. We have built out other programs alongside of it, which really complement what we do in the accelerator program. But the accelerator is still very much our flagship. And the Lloyd's Lab is now an umbrella of a number of programs, which importantly, the market have asked for and we've responded. So that's been our mantra all along, and I think that is probably why we have stayed so successful, is we've listened to the market, and the market have been our guiding star.
Yeah, which is so important, because that lends itself to saying that it's not about the technology, it's about the culture. And what really over the 5 years you managed to do is create a culture of innovation, which has now been adopted by the market. And you know, you're going to have some people that were early adopters, and as we know, there's some laggards behind that. But it's interesting that at some point, I think you would have to search pretty hard for people that don't support it now, which is really exciting. Because we were very lucky enough to be joined for the fifth birthday party at Chaucer, which is very funny, as it would be, because Hayley was hosting it. It's always going to be good. But the It was very personal, which I really liked, is there was lots of alumni that were there really early on cohorts and had turned up for this. So it shows you how keenly supported it still is. And I think, you know, I think I was talking to one person that wasn't even a negative. It was exactly that. They'd come through with the product in it, and that product, basically the market had said, it doesn't quite work at this stage. But they got there in 10 weeks. Which is amazing, and it could have taken, and they said that themselves, it would have taken a year to work this out, and you'd get there in 10 weeks, and particularly in a business, early stage business, cash is king, and if you don't fail quickly, then you can't pivot. So, yeah, really interesting. I want to know on a personal level, what are your kind of like personal kind of favorite, either success stories or highlights that you really think about when I ask you that question?
I would have to say I go down the slightly unusual, unexpected wins, and because I think it really demonstrates the power of the individuals in the market when they want to get together and they want to do something. So Gaia is a really standout example. Gaia is a finance platform for individuals or couples going through fertility treatment. They came to the lab having never spoken a word of insurance. They had their own personal journey around fertility treatment and wanted to change it, having not had a great experience. Mm-hmm. And through the lab, they were able to build out an insurance product which offers individuals going through the finance platform Gaia an insurance policy. So if you don't have a baby, a live birth at the end of your set amount of rounds, the insurance will kick in and pay out for your fees plus any mental health costs associated. And having worked in the insurance market previous to this role as a broker for 10 years, not in a million years did I think IVF, fertility treatment, and Lloyds would ever be exist in the same sentence, let alone have an insurance policy, a world first, come through. And it was down to the individuals in the market who wanted to make this a success. And they had to really fight on the due diligence, the kind of background piece on it, because it's dealing with individuals rather than companies, and like, you know, making babies is a very personal, intimate thing to kind of want to ensure. So it was a real, real testament to the individuals who just pushed it through their companies. And I mean, I don't know how many months, but I think 8 months probably to actually kind of get a place where they could have a green light and then start properly working on getting the product commercialized by the individual companies backing it. That wouldn't happen if you didn't have individuals who cared.
Yeah.
And this is why I love this role so much, because you are surrounded by individuals who care and want to go above their day job and are willing to challenge things and not look at a problem and just say, oh God, that's too big, I can't deal with it.
Yeah, yeah. No, we know the Gaia team reasonably well, and it's a fascinating business, because I'm like you, I've been in this bit of market a long time, and funnily enough, it's one of the big things that I talk about with my friends, are going, so what is InsurTech? And I was like, right, net new products. It's like, you'll get this. And yeah, because of the age I am, it's a very resonates with a lot of people that I know. And I think it's a really, really humanizing story, because it's a really humanizing product. So it's a great one.
So Lloyd's Lab has focused on regional themes in the last few cohorts. And then obviously we're looking at Americas, I suppose, like, why America specifically, was anything driving that, or just, you know, I presume you did something cleverer than throwing a dartboard and picking Americas.
No, I mean, it's a fair question. And I think for us, it's just an ongoing journey. We've started these regional themes and we really wanted to take the lab around the world. Taking the lab around the world in a physical sense is really hard to do, because we have the marketplace here in London. And this is where our kind of secret sauce is, our mentors, and where the magic really happens. But there was nothing stopping us from actually serving the kind of global footprint that we operate in a different way, and kind of creating themes. And so we started with Europe, and Europe set their own kind of problem statements, and they were talking to insurers locally and brokers. And so we have country managers in all these regions. And, you know, the response was huge. The kind of feedback was really positive. And it meant that we were also getting really different types of products coming through the program that we perhaps wouldn't have otherwise. You know, we were dipping into new audiences. And so the Americas is a huge place where we play in. We get a lot of the companies who come through the low program from the Americas. You know, Lloyd's has a huge kind of market share in the Americas as well. You know, a lot of our premium comes from Americas. It is a region that we serve, I guess, really proactively. And it would have been really wrong not to serve the, like, Americas region through the lab. And so, you know, within that, we have the US, Canada, LATAM, and the Caribbean. So it is huge and vast. But Ultimately, we have a fantastic team on the ground, and there is a huge amount of demand for the lab in the Americas region. So it's, I guess it just made sense. I mean, the answer is really simple, basically, and it's, you know, as I said, an ongoing part of our journey around the world.
So I'm talking to you now, we're in the middle of cohort 12. So I feel mean talking about the future, but what can we expect for themes from cohort 13? Has that been decided? Are we skipping 13 because people are superstitious? What are we doing in 13?
Yeah, we were never allowed 13 people around the table kind of growing up. It always had a teddy bear had to come out of nowhere. But yeah, no, 13 is taking place. We are, kind of very loudly talking about cohort 13 already, which is a Middle East and Africa theme. So we have problem statements centered around resilience, around cyber and climate. And so that will be taking place in the second half of this year. And beyond, you know, I think the lab has evolved so much since 2018 when we started. We now have a number of programs. We're looking at different ways to serve the market needs when it comes to innovation. So I think the growth is just going to continue, and hopefully we will, you know, see the addition of new programs. And ultimately, where we want to get to is really answering our clients' biggest issues and creating genuinely new products to help support.
Awesome. You talked about new programs outside of like the accelerator part of the lab. Are there things you can share on like the different initiatives? Because it's almost like we're way past like, yeah, proof of concept. You know, this is a really established part of the market. In fact, I had my first meeting in New York yesterday with a client, and one of the first things we talked about was the Lloyds Lab, and they hadn't been through it, and they were talking about, interestingly, they were going like, you know, Lloyds is so influential, it's such a stamp of quality, it's so important for a lot of earlier stage businesses, and probably outside of the kind of weight of it as a market, because they were an American-based firm. So if we looked at the kind of just the size of the market, but it was kind of what it meant and what the reach it had. So yeah, outside of kind of the accelerator, what else does the kind of lab get involved with or is going to be evolving into?
Yeah, so I think, you know, there's definitely two routes to look at this. We look to support bringing outside talent into the Lloyds market. So we were, you know, leveraging the expertise of InsurTechs, tech companies, and help accelerate them and their journey into the Lloyds market. So we have the accelerator program, which we've already mentioned. And then we have Lloyds Product Launchpad, which is 35 insurance companies who operate within the Lloyd's marketplace looking to support with innovation capacity, so MGAs. We then also have a dedicated alumni program. So those companies who've gone through the accelerator program, we will continue to support their onward growth. So we have a dedicated kind of program for that. We have started investing in some of the companies who've gone through the program, the lab accelerator program. So we've got a ring-fenced amount of capital. So that's ways that we're looking to support kind of accelerating and scaling products into the market which don't sit in the market already. And then we've got the routes around supporting the market in organic innovation. So Future Minds program, which is a 8-week product development sprint, and that's really aimed at educating the market on how to innovate. You know, I think the biggest thing with innovation is people find it really scary and don't understand that anyone can innovate. It's a skill set, not something you're kind of born with. So Future Minds is really working on trying to debunk that myth. And we set a challenge statement over for the 8-week period. So the group's going through it. So there'll be different product groups from different companies within the market with different skill sets, looking at creating product ideas to meet this overarching challenge statement. But you know, you need to get your client front and center. You then have to kind of go through a validation process, and then you have to kind of decide whether it's the right thing, pivot or fail it. You know, it's really understanding that there is a defined process to go through when you're innovating, and it actually can be quite fun and create a process. So that's the Future Minds. And then we've got the Lab Challenge program, which is all centered around understanding our clients' biggest problems and then working with the market to develop insurance solutions.
Amazing. Amazing. I love the Future Minds program. I love that. Because, we're coming from a talent business, we're a research business, and one of the challenges we find with the existing insurance industry, we work predominantly with insurtechs, but when we're working with sort of the existing business, we're always doing those weird and wonderful jobs. We're doing those innovation teams, we're doing the kind of CBC stuff. And the biggest challenge and the thing that gets asked for is we need people that think differently, and we need people that understand innovation. And that is, one, it's a process, and two, it's a mindset. And we're not naturally baked in, I don't think, in large corporations or corporate businesses, because it's a regulated market. There are challenges for that. It's like you do things a certain way for a reason. So encouraging people to do that, and the contribution the lab is making to people thinking in a different way is super important, because otherwise that's how we stay relevant in any industry, but particularly in ours, which is fast moving. I think supporting the market in have more relevant thoughts, challenging what we do, creating new products is incredibly important. Rosie, thank you so much for being a guest on the podcast. I know you're really busy. I know you're in the middle of everything. So the fact you've taken that time out to speak to us, I very much appreciate it.
Absolute pleasure. Well, lovely to speak to you and see you in your new apartment in New York.
Yeah, thank you, Rosie.